walking around the best city in the world right now are five millionaires in waiting. Welcome to the Fox's $5 Million Week. This is potential millionaire number one.
Welcome to the Millionaire's Lounge officially. Sam from Corio. Sam, you've just enjoyed your massage courtesy of Nat. Our 5 minute angels are here giving massages. How are you feeling?
The massage is pretty good, but I don't know if it's helped the nerves too much.
I'm sure it hasn't. Now, before you is the $5 million vault. It's $5 million in there. $1 million could be yours.
It's looking pretty flash.
Do you have a favourite number?
I've sort of got a number in my head, yeah.
Like a favourite number. Are you going to go outside your favourite number, or are you going to pick the number you always love?
I think we're going to go with the one we always sort of go with, the old trusty, I suppose you'd call it.
Because you'd be filthy if it was that and you pick something else.
Yeah, exactly.
You'd be filthy.
So to paint the picture, this is like a bank vault.
Yeah,
there
looks amazing.
There are boxes in front of us, little gold boxes, 1 to 100. So one of those boxes has $1 million in it. Now, just to give that some perspective, that's a 1 in 100 chance at $1 million.
It's better than Tats Lotto.
Powerball is 1 in 134 million.
really?
Insane.
Yeah, this is the best odds in the world you'll get to win $1 million. We've got the adjudicator in here.
She's Lynn, yes.
She's looking over. I tried to peek in to see which one it was in, and she went, "Hey! Get away from there."
Well, actually, Fev, you're also questioning why she had a Chanel bag. I mean, have you been already inside
the
vault?
No, she's looking very like she doesn't need $1 million.
The $300 vault.
I think she's already taken the million.
Now, okay, Sam, this is the time has arrived.
All right.
Would you like to walk over? Do you know what number it is?
I've been looking at it for
You got daughter here too. Are you nervous?
Amber.
A little bit.
Have you told him what number to pick, or are you just going to let him go?
Oh, I'm letting him go. I'm not telling him what number's in my head, that's for sure.
All right, here you go.
Okay, Sam, let's...
I did tell her she could pick it, but she said no way.
Oh, imagine if she had the right one.
The Armaguard guards are a bit nervous. We are very close to it now. Okay, Sam. This is your moment. Let's walk up to the number you want. Right. Which number is it we're going for?
We're going to go for a number 29.
29. Ooh. Okay, now we're going to open the door.
29, feeling fine.
There is an envelope in that. That envelope is going to be given to Lynn.
Can we open it?
Our official adjudicator to make sure the gold scissors have come out to open a sealed envelope. Okay, now that is your envelope.
Yeah, I'll hold this for you,
you
brother.
You can't. Before you open it, Sam, it does have to go to Lynn over here. So we are going to... You want to come back and open it? Okay, we are. We're going to come back after this.
Eddie McGuire on the other side of this at the Fox. We'll find out if Sam from Corio is a millionaire.
Walking around the best city in the world right now are five millionaires in waiting. Welcome to the Fox's $5 Million Week. This is potential millionaire number one.
Sam from Corio is in the Millionaire's Lounge. He is standing in front of the vault with his daughter, Amber. They've had an amazing morning in a luxury stretch Hummer, champagne. They've had massages on arrival. We've got the lolly station, chocolates, champagne, donut fountain. It's all happening here in the lounge. And our senior producer, James Blake, is standing there with... It's like we thought of everything in the lounge.
What is that thing?
Well, it's a tiny confetti cannon.
It's like one of those push-up lollipops. You know, the push-pops?
That's right. The one thing, don't push me, push a push-pop.
One thing you didn't think through, James.
Whoa, he's got two of them. Whoa! Money bags.
Big dog.
Now, Sam, moments ago, you chose your number. So there's a 1 in 100 chance here of $1 million.
Yep.
You've chosen the number.
I'll hold the mic for you, brother.
Right, mate.
The number 29. You are about to open the envelope, Sam. Cool. This is the closest you've ever been to $1 million.
It's the closest I'll ever get, I think, too. So let's see how we go,
okay,
eh?
Okay, you ready?
We're ready to go. Probably not, but...
Let's go,
I don't want to look, to be honest.
He's pulling it open.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, dear.
It's not the $1 million.
How do you know? Oh, because it says 2,000. $2,000! Oh, Sam! Look,
Hey, well, that's not bad for Monday morning.
Exactly. Yeah. Got to be in it to win it. $2,000 for Sam. Oh, yeah.
Now, what was your daughter? What number did you say? Because we get to check now, Boxy, yes, to see what number
Amber,
it was behind.
What number did you want?
51.
51. Can we find out what number is it behind?
Lynn, our official adjudicator, has the sealed envelope, which reveals the number that has the $1 million this morning.
59.
Oh, it was 59.
Number 59.
Now, Sam, Amber, you're walking away with $2,000. And remember, tomorrow we're going again $1 million. The next day $1 million. The next day $1 million. The next day $1 million.
Just so people know, we'll put this on socials. $1 million and it was 59.
Oh, there it is.
Far out. Okay, Melbourne, you've got to be in it to win it. That's keep what it I locked said on the Fox for the next millionaire sound.
Yes, speech.
You said 32, I said 59, and he said 22.
Yeah.
I would have won.
Okay.
You didn't say 59.
But you didn't say 59. I'm so confused.
Hey, the next $1 million song you're listening out for is Olivia Rodrigo's Vampire. As soon as you hear it, 13:10:60 tomorrow, Fifi Fevenick could be picking you up on your doorstep saying, come along to our vault, have a crack at that $1 million happening every day this week. It is the Fox's $5 million drop.